You're holding a public hearing tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. This is in regards to the 2021 budget amendments and the public hearing for the 2022 current special township budget. We have a quorum with everybody present. Both of these public hearings have been noticed. They were noticed for 10 days prior in 3 public places, as well as on the public notice website and the website for Kearns Metro Township. We are not going to be taking any public comment prior to this because we will be opening a public hearing and we will take comments at that time. So we're going to go ahead and start with the public hearing for the 2021 budget amendments. I will need a motion to open a public hearing.
I make a motion we open a public hearing for the 2021 budget amendments.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are now in a open public hearing. We're here to take public comments on the 2021 budget amendment. I would ask that we please keep comments to 3 minutes. Okay, not hearing or seeing that there's any public that's on. Nicole, do we have any comments that came to you on this?
No, I didn't receive any.
And I didn't receive any either. Did any of the council members receive any comments on the budget?
I did not.
Nope.
Okay, Al, did you receive any comments on the budget?
Did not.
Okay. Then I will go ahead and take a motion to close the public hearing on the budget amendments for 2021.
And make a motion we close the public hearing on the 2021 budget amendments.
Can I get a second, please?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have closed the public hearing for the 2021 budget amendments. We will go ahead and move to adopt the 2021 budget amendments. Is there any further discussion from the council on this?
I don't have anything.
Has the council seen what the budget amendments are?
Yes.
Al, you've seen them?
Yes.
Excuse me. Okay, then I will go ahead and take a motion to adopt the 2021 budget amendments.
So moved.
Okay, may I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a roll call vote. I'm starting with Councilman Butterfield.
Aye.
Councilman Snow?
Aye.
Councilmember Schaefer?
Aye.
Councilmember Peterson?
Aye.
And Councilmember Chair Bush is an aye. Okay, so the motion passes. The 2021 budget amendments have been adopted. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on to the public hearing for the 2022 Kearns Metro Township budget. I need a motion to open the public hearing on the 2022 Kearns Metro Township budget.
I'll make a motion to open the hearing on the Kearns 2022 budget.
May I get a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We have a public hearing is now open. We'll take public comment on the 2022 Kearns Metro Township budget. We'd ask the public please limit their comments to 3 minutes. Not seeing or having any public on the meeting at this time, I'm going to defer to the council. Has any council members received any comments in regards to the 2022 budget?
No.
I have none.
None here.
Okay. I will ask for a motion then to close the public hearing.
And make a motion we close the public hearing.
May I get a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, then I will go ahead and ask, as every, all the council members have an opportunity, I sent you all the 2022 Kearns Metro Township budget. Has everybody had chances to take a look at that again? And does everybody understand what the 2022 budget is?
Yes.
Yes.
Do we have any questions regarding the 2022 budget?
I have a question on just two lines, Kelly. First line is 4100.420. It is contributions for special events.
Yes.
So this year, the next year we've gone to 60.
Yes.
So we got a $30,000 difference. I'm just questioning it. So
there's not a $30,000 difference.
Yeah, there probably was, because remember we only brought the Metro up to,
yes.
We only brought them up to
so
their original budget.
Right, so in 2020, I'm sorry, that's just correct.
That was my only question. Back in 2020, it was that, the last year. And then I have one other one, which is 4100.600, professional and technical.
Okay, let's back up to the other one. So in 2020, when we gave the budget in 2020, when we gave the budget in 2019 to the Kearns Community Council, COVID was not active at that time.
Okay,
so they were not able to do their events. What we did agree on as a council is that we would make them whole. This year, they were able to spend those funds. And so that is why the budget is up. Back up to where it would be. However, we always leave an amount in there that we for us, so that we contribute.
That's what I thought it was. I just wanted to double check.
No, I'm letting you know.
I'm good with that. And then the last one is 4100.600. Professional and technical.
Okay, hold on. Professional and technical services. Yes. So professional and technical services can be anything from, that is money that we put in there. So the last couple of years, we have actually gone above that. That can be anything from if we need special services, such as if we need an electrician that comes in. These are different services that need to come in. If we need a third party brought in, and that's where that comes out.
Okay, that's what I thought too. I just wanted to be double checked. I'm good with the numbers. Other than that, I'm fine with everything. So for example,
if we ever made like an ALJ, right, administrative law judge, those, that's where that comes out of.
Perfect.
Okay. Is there any other questions?
No.
Thank you, Patrick, for clarifying that. For record, I do want to make one additional comment to record, because this has been a question that we've had from the public on this one a few times. We do have what is called a line item on here that is called the beer funds. That is actually a beer tax. That money is never, that is entered in on our administrative budget or expenditures. Those beer funds is actually a beer tax that comes from the sales of beer that is sold out here in Kearns. That money is actually never, the Metro Township actually never uses that money. That is actually money that is turned over to our police department for alcohol saturation. Sorry, let me say that again. Alcohol saturation, for example, like DUI checkpoints, as well as mental health and things like that for drug and alcohol abuse. So I just want to clarify that again to have that on record. If there's no other further questions or discussion, I will ask for a motion to adopt the 2022 Kearns Metro Township budget.
I make a motion. We approve the 2022 Kearns Metro Township budget.
Okay.
I'll second.
I just went down the wrong pipe.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and ask for a roll call vote, starting with Councilmember Butterfield.
Aye.
Councilmember Snow?
Aye.
Councilmember Schaefer?
Aye.
Councilmember Peterson?
Aye.
And Chair Bush, aye. The 2022 Kearns Metro Township budget motion passes. The only other item that we had on here, and Nathan has joined us. Hi, Nathan, how are you? Was that the adoption of the 2022 fee schedule. Nathan and I had talked about this, as you guys saw from my email. The MSD had just adopted this last week. We had just gotten a copy of it. I'm not sure Nathan has had an opportunity to even look at the fee schedule. There were some changes that were going to be made on the MSD side. If not, I don't see any problem with doing this in January. It doesn't go into effect until January. I don't know if Nathan sees that as an issue.
I don't see it as an issue. We had talked about, because I had gotten a proposed fee schedule before, and what I had prepared was based on what they had done, what the MSD was considering, and then it sounds like they did make some changes at the last meeting.
Yeah.
I think they're all, as far as I'm concerned, the fees are really a question for you. They're not a legal question. It's rather the MSD board and then the individual MSD members are comfortable with those fees. So it's not, if you want to wait another month, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. We did that last year too.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't think there was a lot of changes. The fees, and I think we all agreed with this last year, the fees are fairly high. And I know we had discussed this last year on that our chart as far as, you know, the business licensing, what else was it, Tina? Correct me if I'm wrong. Business licensing, what was some of the other ones?
Special events, I think, was one of them.
Yeah, so that was one of the things that we talked about, that, you know, when you compare us to, or compare us to some of the other surrounding cities, we were substantially higher. And so I know the decision of the council last year was to keep those rates at the same place. With that being said, we have had a lot of things going on. And so if everybody in the council is okay, are you okay to wait until January? Let the MSD put the changes in place and then come back and we table this and then I bring it back to you in January.
That'd be fine.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with it.
Howard, are you okay with that? Okay.
Yes, I am.
Kelly, I have a redlined version of the from the updates that they made at that MSD meeting, if you would like it.
Okay. Would you mind forwarding, if you wouldn't mind forwarding that to all of the council members, actually, so that they can start looking at that, and if there's any concerns, and then also Nathan, and if there's any concerns, then we can start preparing something for January. Would you mind doing that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. The resolution's already drafted. It's really just looking at what the form is.
Okay. So just in closing, I just want to thank all of you guys and the council. This has been an amazing year. You guys have done just a fantastic job. This has probably been one of our most successful years in getting things done. It's just been amazing. We've got this momentum going with businesses. We've had 5 businesses move in 3 months. You know, we're starting off in 2022 with 4700 South being started. That was a project that I don't think even years ago that county ever thought was going to come to fruition, and it is. We've got, just this year alone, we finished a lighting project. Working with the community council, we did light up Kearns. You know, next year we're going to be going back and reviewing what lights need to be placed in. We've got, we've put in sidewalks in 1/2 of Kearns. We've done some incredible projects this year, and you guys have all done some outstanding work, and I know that there's a lot of times that you see comments on some of the Facebook pages that makes it feel like we're not accomplishing anything, and that maybe it's not being seen, but I want you guys to know that I do see everything that you guys are doing, and and your dedication to this community. So I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Nathan for everything that he's done for us. He's been amazing. I have just been piling a ton of things onto him. And he's handled it with professionalism and grace and has put up with me, so that's just right there, Tom. But, and Nicole, he was always thank you. So I just want to thank all of you. I care about all of you. I want you guys to have a fantastic year, rest of the year, and happy holidays to all of you. So.
And don't forget about the tree lighting Friday.
Yeah, we've got the tree lighting. Your family.
And I want to mention that they are putting the playground together in Mountain Man Park.
The Mountain Man Park's going up. The tree lighting and the parade will be on, a little tiny parade, but will be on Friday. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be here. You'll have cocoa and cookies with Santa. And then we'll be doing the entire, all of our new, well, the brand new ornaments are going. They're going to be lit at the tree and everything. So if you want to bring family, it'll be a lot of fun to be out there and see everybody. So.
And then also World Cup. Don't forget about World Cup since we don't have a meeting in December.
Yes. World Cup is on the 17th?
18th.
18th. World Cup is on the 18th. That's short track. That's going to be actually a winter festival that the Olympic Oval is putting together. In fact, I've been signing permits for them left and right. So that'll be, they're going to have, it sounds like a little, they're going to have, sounds like everything outside as well as the things that they've got going on inside. So just to let you all know on that, that's coming up. And you guys, as we go along, I'll send everybody emails. Nathan, you'll be on that email as well. So keep y'all in the loop. But outside of that, you guys are done for the year.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. We'll see you later. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Will you make a motion to adjourn?
Oh, that would be a good idea, yeah.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. See you Friday.
All right. See you soon.